I'll fill up sample pH detergent here. Today's date is 06/26/2025. Your patient is for Ralph Gregory White. White spells W-H-I-T-E. Ralph spells R-A-L-P-H. Gregory spells G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/08/1952. This is a 72-year-old gentleman. Looks much younger than stated age here with, quote, "I cannot sleep at night," close quote. Next paragraph. Patient stated that he has some personal family issues going on at the moment. He said he does not want to go into detail and the issues are preventing him from sleeping at night, period. He said that he has had these issues in the past and he used Ambien 5 milligrams, which helped. I would like to have a prescription refill. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies will review and come. Last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress with depressed mood. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 90% at room air. Blood pressure is 140 over 79. Pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect patients is in depressed mood. Patient denies SI or HI, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is insomnia. Number 2 is acute stress disorder. Number 3 is acute anxiety, period. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion. He just said he does not want to go into detail as to what is bothering him. He was offered consult for a specialist. He said he does not think he needs one. However, he said he will try the sleeping medication, and if it doesn't work, he will come back for a referral, period. Once again, we had a discussion about the importance of getting the appropriate help he needs. He says he understands and does not want to go see a specialist, period. End of the patient.